Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
When God says, I'll bless you in the city, in the field, going in, going out, you should say, okay. But you say, no, I'm not worthy, Lord. No, I'm not worthy. That's an unstable individual. Turn with me to the book of James, chapter 1. Now, you know, I know it's Father's Day today, but I the Lord has given me this message, and I'm just going to have to preach it. It doesn't deal with fathers, but in one sense it does, because if you don't, let me just say that, I've said this many times, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. I have realized that so much in people's lives. I want to talk to them, and the problem is they're going, but they don't know where they're going. They're just kind of floating, you know, hoping they might get somewhere. And I want you to say this, if you want to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota today, you can't get there going south. Because Minneapolis is north. You see, if you want to go to Canada today and you're in South Louisiana, you're not going to get there. You can get on the road there, but you're not going to get there if you're going south. Now, I want to start reading James chapter 1. The title of this message this morning, and I wrote it on the way going to Australia the other day, and the Spirit of God quickened me to minister here today. Going the wrong way on the right road. Going the wrong way on the right road. You'd be surprised how many people are going, I mean, they're going the wrong way, but they're on the right road, which they're so totally confused. They can't figure out why nothing's working. They say, but I'm on the road. Yeah, but you're going in reverse. You're going the wrong way on the right road. And let me show you how that happens to you as a person that knows the Lord or may not even know the Lord. You can still go the wrong way on the right road. James chapter 1, verse 1, James, a servant of Jesus and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Then he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, how can you do that when everything's going wrong? How can you count it all joy? Because you see, they didn't finish the sentence. Knowing this, the only way you can count it all joy when you're going through tough times is to know this. Know what? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. How many of you want to get up one morning and never have to want for anything? Oh, yeah. Well, you got to let patience have its perfect work. What God is telling you to do is quit looking at the diverse temptation and look at the power of what patience will do for you in your life. Then it says this, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Why so many people want to talk to me? Well, Brother Jesse ought to know what to do about that. Excuse me, the Bible said, let him ask of God. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, or to everyone liberally. So God is a liberal giver, a generous giver. Let me read that again. If any of you lack wisdom, and that means this, see, you're going through diverse temptations, but you're knowing this, that they're trying your faith, work, and patience, and you're wondering why all this stuff's going on, why this is happening to you. Well, the Lord said, ask him. Now notice, when you ask God, God's going to give you something. He don't just leave you hanging out there and hanging on. He said, let him ask, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally, all people, abridgeth not, and it shall be given him. Now how do you get it? Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Nothing. That's your spirit, your soul, and your body cannot waver. When you're dealing with what you want, when you're on a mission from God. Spirit, soul, body. Notice that. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Then he tells you why, if you waver, what happens. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So in other words, whatever the circumstances pushes you, that's where you go. That's what you get. That's a tumultuous lifestyle. I've seen a lot of Christians on the sea of tumultuous living. Then it says this, for let not, verse 7, for let not that man or person think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now notice, you can be saved and never receive nothing of the Lord. And then he tells you why. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He's more unstable than the sea that's tossing to and fro. A double-minded person going the wrong way on the right road is a double-minded individual. They're moved by the circumstances of life. They move by the emotions of life. They move by what people think about them instead of what God thinks about them. They want everything God has, but they're not willing to obey anything he asks. Because if it doesn't suit them or fit them, they don't think it's right. You see what I'm saying? I have a person tell me, say, well, I got a right. I said, no, you don't. You have a choice. Choose ye this day whom you serve. There's a choice here involved. So write this down if you're taking notes. Double-mindedness comes from a want of faith. How do you become double-minded? Because you have a lack or a want of faith. I call it, it's called being two-souled. What do you mean? The soul is real. You're two-souled. One minute you're doing this. You ever seen a child take off running a baby? They stuck and they stop all of a sudden, turn and go the other way. They don't know which way to go. They just, you know, their mind's going one way, their body's going another, and they're trying to come in the middle to find something somewhere. So a double-mindedness comes from a want of faith. It's called being two-souled. Well, I tried that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to see, you haven't made any decision when you try. Because you see, you quit if it doesn't work. That's called trying. But when you make your mind up to do something, I don't care how many times it don't work, you're going to get it to work. You're not giving up on what you want done. But you may have found there may be different ways to approach that particular thing you need done. So it's going the wrong way on the right road. There are a lot of people that want the fullness of God, but they're going the wrong way to get it. They want the power of God, but they deny the power of God. They want God, but deny the power of him. They want God to touch them, but won't let God to touch their tongue, called being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, that's a doctrinal statement. I know that. But they say, if it's got to come to that, I don't want that to happen. Okay, then you'll never receive it. And you wonder why some of those people that speak in them tongues that you don't like are just so happy or so crazy. Because you can be filled with the Holy Ghost and don't know how to handle the Holy Ghost, and you get two-souled on that, and you get double-minded and unstable. See, because sometimes some people full of Pentecost get so unstable, they try to clean out the outer exterior of an individual and thinks that's going to make them righteous by taking their makeup off. That's going to make them ugly. Let me make that announcement. That's going to make them ugly. Going to strip them down of anything that might look nice so they can look pious. You see, now that's unstableness. Well, here's another unstable thought. Trying to get people to speak in a godly language that doesn't want to. So you make up words for them to say. How many of y'all ever experienced that in your life? Okay, say this. C-O-C-L. What? Say that again. Say it fast. C-O-C-A-C-O-L-A. That's Coca-Cola. They ain't got nothing to do with no tongue. That's C-O-C-A-C-O-L-A. Just trying to get you to do something. Going the wrong way on the right road. How many of you went to get the Holy Ghost and they spit in your face, screamed in your ears, and you wanted to punch them? Be honest, come on. See, that's unstableness. Here's something else unstable. God can do anything, but if you don't help me today, I'm not going to make it. Won't you help me? Won't you help me? Jesus. Then all of a sudden somebody say, a big offer came in. Just get it. Cut them tears off in a second. That's unstableness. That's two-souled. That's a want of faith. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You're on the right road, but you're going the wrong way. Oh, you're hearing what I'm saying. So double-mindedness comes from a want of faith. It's called being two-souled. Now write this down. There are two sides and two ways of thinking. Either you stand with God or you stand with man. Let me say it again. There are two sides and two ways of thinking. Either you stand with God or you stand with man. I have decided to stand with God. That's why I don't care if the media speaks evil of me. I don't care what anybody says about me because they ain't got anything to do with what they say. They're not going to judge me. I'll stand before God and he will hand out the rewards that I deserve. See, I decide to stand with God. I stand sometimes for some things that are not very politically correct, but that doesn't make any difference. I'm not interested in political correctness. I'm interested in obedience to God's word. Some people say, well, boy, Lord, he's so blessed. As I preached last week, I'm not living lavishly. I'm living biblically. How are you living? Because every way I'm living, I can prove biblically. But if some of you are living, there ain't nothing in the Bible to be how you living. Trying to be poor. What you going to do? Somebody got to help you. Poverty is wonderful. How come you trying to get out? You see what I'm saying? That's foolishness. That's ignorance going to sea. That's double-mindedness completely. When God says, I'll bless you in the city, in the field, going in, going out, you should say, okay. But you say, no, I'm not worthy, Lord. No, I'm not worthy. That's an unstable individual. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. They're on the right road. They love God. They're going to go to heaven, but bless God, it's going to be a struggle to get there. And then when they get there, they're going to have to go to school. Because when they go walking in and see Gold Street, Jesse was right. Well, put them in the school, because if you didn't learn it here, you're going to learn it there. God wants you to be blessed, and he wants you to be a blessing. Well, what about all these preachers stealing money? They're going to hell probably. What are you worried about that for? That ain't none of your business. Stealing's a sin. Thou shalt not. What part of that you don't understand? You see my point? I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in living biblically and not be unstable in all my ways. I've had many people say, I've been knowing you for many years from the beginning of your ministry. You've never changed. To what? What would I change to? Unstableness? A lot of times when we're flying in a plane, we get into something called unstable air, an unstable atmosphere. And when that happens, you can take it to the bank. Destruction is coming. When you get hot air and cold air coming together, it's called Tornado Alley. Something's going to happen, you see. It's unstable. That's why low atmospheric lows are unstable and atmospheric highs are calm. One is counterclockwise and one is clockwise. Guess what the low is? The low is counterclockwise. The high is clockwise. The high is going forward, the low is going backwards. Do you see that? So there are two sides and two ways of thinking. Either you stand with God or you stand with man. So I decided to stand with God. Why? Write this down. Faith is a personal act. It's a personal thing to live by faith. Faith is a personal act. It is most pure when you abandon human understanding. When you choose to have childlike trust in his divine inspiration and divine instruction. Let me say it again. Faith is always a personal act. I don't try to get you to live by my faith. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, watch this, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So what did Paul do? St. Paul lived by the faith of the Son of God. Let me do a little preaching first. I get funny after a while. Just let me get this in here. So faith is a personal act. When you, how do you do that? It is most pure when you abandon human understanding. When you choose to have childlike trust in his divine inspiration and divine instruction. When I built this place, I abandoned all of my human understanding. And I took on pure faith that I would build this place debt free, and I didn't even have 20% of the money to do it. But when I walked in here, when it was all finished, it was completely paid for without begging, screaming, bawling, squalling. Why? Because I was not double-minded in what God called me to do. And if I would have slipped a little bit, there would be a mortgage on this place. There would be interest being paid. We're saving over $20 million in 25 years by building this campus debt-free. Somebody shout. $20 million would interest would have been paid on this campus if we'd have done it on a 25-year note. But we abandoned all human understanding. We chose to live childlike, glory to God, because this faith in me was a personal act, and it was in its purest form. And you know how many people tried to change my mind? Every financial institution told me I couldn't. But I have created something in this community. They said, if that man tell you something, he'll do what he says. And if he goes to do something, you can take it to the bank. It's going to be first class. Well, I tried second class. Why? Because when I was born, I didn't have any class. I was born without no class. But that's all right. I didn't know what class was. But I made up my mind I could learn pretty quick. I decided to go the right way on the right road. I realized I needed everything God said I could. If Peter could do it, I had to have it. If St. Paul, St. Matthew, the great disciples, Lord, if God gave them the ability to do that, then I must have the same ability to accomplish what God wants me to do. I'm not worthy to latch their shoes as far as I'm concerned, but let me shock you. God thinks I am. And God thinks you are. Do you see that? Let me say it again. Faith is always a personal act. It is most pure. I love that. When you abandon human understanding, when you choose to have childlike trust in his divine inspiration and divine instruction. When I walk around here, my inspiration just jumps up. I go, glory to God, Lord Jesus, you've been such a blessing. I said, did I tell you? Thank you today. When I get in that intercontinental jet that people criticize, I just fly over their heads. Go and preach the gospel, Lord Jesus. I see Delta on the ground and American on the ground. And Jesse, just fly over. I just tell David, go a little higher. They go to 29 and 33. David puts that plane, hits that nose up. Lord Jesus, here we go. We're going to 40,000, 43,000, and sometime 45,000. We are up there high. See, what you doing? Looking down. And I say, oh, the great God, Jehovah, has been good to me. Now, I can tell when they turn that plane. I go ask them what they're doing. Because I got a map I'm looking at. I see where that plane's going. I know where New York is. All of a sudden, we're heading to London. I said, David, what are you doing? Boss, they're turning us out over the water. They're going to circle us around. We got to get past this and that. The other day, we made a donut. I mean, we just flew around and round and round and round and round. And on the map, boy, it was just red line. I said, David, have they forgot us? No, they got to get away from this. There's a thunderstorm right over the airport. We can't fly in there. He said, so we just pull back and circle. So we just circle. You say we just circle? So I got a satellite phone. I called a guy waiting on me, and he was in water. The storm blew open the doors of the airport and flooded the place. He said, you don't want to land now. Okay, go around and around and around. Finally, it moved over, and all of a sudden, I saw that plane go, And then David will always turn around and goes, like he want to wave to me, you know. I know it's going to happen. We're going to hit some clouds. I mean, we're going to get bumpy. He goes like, yeah, I got it. Because I know, and I've been in some major bumps in my life. I've seen Kathy's rear end go to the ceiling. Excuse my French. Woo! Kathy go, woo! she goes, woo, Jesse. Boom, boom. I said, oh, that's normal. That's all right. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Because sometimes you get thrown up and throw it to the side. And all that kind of stuff. Then you get all these funny sounds going on that plane. Like it's got indigestion or something. They was flying back and I heard something go. I thought, what is this? Does my plane have gas? I looked at my flight attendant. She said, did you hear that? I said, yes, I heard that. And then David and Andrew said, did y'all hear a noise? See, because they got the earphones on their head. You know, people talking to them. Y'all hear a noise? I said, yeah, this baby hungry. Are y'all fed it broccoli? One or the other. Something ain't right here. Well, come to find out, what happened is one of the fuel tanks was empty, I think. I said, what happened? And the pump was pumping air. So, but we got a lot of different fuel tanks and all that kind of stuff. And that's all it was. It wasn't nothing. We weren't in no trouble. But when you don't know, you hear those sounds, you go, what? Now, I couldn't let fear come in. Ah, That would make me unstable.
Ladies and gentlemen, my partner over this month is, where is the cancellation verse? God says that his word shall not return to him void. So why aren't you receiving his promises? There are no cancellation verses in the Bible. Learn how to put your faith in line with God's faith and see his word come to pass for you. Get your copy at jdm.org.
Hello, I'm so blessed to share the glorious moments of people who've been impacted by Christ's love through JDM. I have four powerful testimonies to share with you today. This first one says, I watched the glorious event online and I was extremely overwhelmed in the spirit while watching Pastor Kathy and Brother Jesse teach and preach the gospel. It was truly a blessing. I can't wait for the Visionary Conference. Sending my love and blessings from Illinois. God bless you too, and we can't wait to see you at Visionary next month. Our next testimony reads, my husband and I started out as partners with you from the beginning. Jesse is my preacher, my husband would say. We attended every service when you were in the area, and you've always been focused on giving your best and honoring God. Through JDM's messages, books, travel, TV, and now the internet, souls are being saved every day. What an honor and a blessing it has been to be a partner all these years. Thank you for your faithfulness and congratulations on your 50 years in ministry. Well, thank you for celebrating with us. Now, here's another one. It says, my wife and I were visiting New Orleans to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary, and we made it a point to visit Covenant Church. During that service, Brother Jesse preached about the kindness of Jesus and the power of kindness. I was greatly blessed by that message. I'm truly blessed by your ministry, and I'm grateful for the impact your teachings and example have had on my life. Well, amen. That's so wonderful to hear. Now, this final one says, 2 weeks ago, I asked JDM for prayer for wisdom, knowledge, ability, and favor for a test and interview for a promotion. Today, I received notification that I received the promotion. Thank you, Jesus. You know, God wants to do mighty things in your life, too. And we're standing with you every day for you to receive your glorious moment. And when it does, let us know so that we can tell the world about what he has done for you. Have a fabulous week. God bless you. I'm looking to hear from you today. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what heaven is like? Then join Jesse Duplantis at his 2026 Heaven Tour. Since Jesse's miraculous trip to heaven in 1988, countless lives have been forever changed by the powerful message that Jesus gave him to proclaim throughout the world. At these in-person only services, Jesse will take you through his trip to heaven and share some of the many wonderful things that the Lord has in store for us, both in heaven and on earth. There will also be a special time of ministry, and then Jesse will answer some questions from the audience. It's time to discover the truth of eternity and embrace the everlasting love that Jesus has for you. Jesse Duplantis' Heaven Tour, Friday, June 26th, 7 p.m. at Charis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Visit jdm.org for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, like I said in the message, there are two sides and two ways of thinking. Either you stand with God or you stand with man. Where do you stand? Maybe you're confused and you don't really know. James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any man or if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally. So ask. This teaching is so vitally important. I encourage you to go to our free JDM app and watch the whole thing. You will be blessed. I'm also excited about our heaven tour. Back in 1988, the Lord took us to heaven. It was wonderful. I'm doing in-person service only with my testimony and lives are being changed everywhere. This is not being filmed. There's no worship or nothing. I just come up and begin to tell everybody, open it up to question and answer, and it is amazing. I have 1 week that's coming up at Charis Christian Center in Colorado Springs. You can get all the details and tour dates on our meetings page at jdm.org. I hope to see you right there in Colorado Springs. It's just one night only, but it will bless you. And speaking about this tour, we're offering our best-selling book, Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind, is our product offer for you. It's not only about my testimony of heaven, it's also about other supernatural encounters that I've had in my life. How do I get it? Go to JDM.org and order it today. You will be blessed by it. Thank you. I thank you for all that you do today, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, nothing, you know, our partners help us in such glorious ways. It's hard for me to say it in English. I could say it in tongues. Well, I'm telling you, man, 50 years of preaching this gospel without a financial deficit. How many people do that? And I'm not bragging on me. Why? My famous statement, I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. And guess what? This Bible right here is preached literally all over the world through this ministry. I mean that sincerely. Thank you for your faithful financial support. Nothing too small and nothing too big. We got two projects on our desk right now that's going to cost $20 million, $10 million apiece. Believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's a lot of money. It sure is. But it is coming in. People, it is coming in. Why? Because 100% goes in the world evangelism. Thank you for being a part of it today. Don't miss next week, okay? Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, and I love you. I really do. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and his children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at JDM.org.
Jesus said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do.
Father's Day, June 21st, Jesse Duplantis will share a powerful word at Covenant Church.
Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says.
I begin with God, I end with God. God said, I believe. It's amazing what God will do for you if you just let him.
Jesse Duplantis, Father's Day at Covenant Church, Sunday, June 21st at 10 a.m.
Command me. Use your faith voice.
I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do.
He's a faith God. You don't touch him or please him unless you use your faith voice. If you're not believing for the impossible, you're not living by faith at all.
When you use your faith voice, it just comes together.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to JDM.org for more information.
All your vision needs is a channel, an instrument by which it is carried. Think about that for a minute. God needs you.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to JDM.org.